Welcome, everyone. So glad you could join us for this deep dive.
Yes, hello.
Today, we're digging into some documents you shared. The 2025 City of Big Lake Summary Budgets.
That's right. We're going to try and unpack this financial blueprint for the city.
Exactly. Our mission here is really to cut through all the numbers, all the jargon, and give you a clear picture of what Big Lake is planning for 2025. You know, where are your tax dollars actually going? What are the city's big priorities?
And these summaries, they really do cover a lot of ground. We're talking public safety, infrastructure, roads, pipes, that sort of thing.
Right.
Dot community stuff like parks, and even, you know, their long-term financial strategy. It paints a pretty detailed picture.
Okay, let's get into it then, because city budgets can seem a bit daunting at first glance, but the big number, the total proposed budget for Big Lake in 2025.
Yeah.
It's over $24 million.
Yeah, it's a big number. And it's important to remember, like, that's not just one giant pot of money.
Okay.
It's broken down. You've got the general fund. Think of that as the main operating account.
Day-to-day stuff.
Pretty much. Then there's the Big Lake Economical Authority debt service funds. That's money specifically set aside from property taxes to pay off old loans for projects.
Ah, right.
And then you have special revenues, capital projects for the bigger, longer term things, and enterprise funds. Those are the ones that operate more like businesses.
Gotcha. And the general fund, that's the piece most people connect with their property taxes, right?
Mm.
For 2025, it's balanced at just over $7.3 million. $7,366,689 to be exact.
And what's interesting there is the increase. It's up 8.67% from the 2024 budget.
That seems like a pretty solid jump, almost 9%. That probably means more spending in certain areas, maybe better services for residents.
It likely does signal investment, yeah. We can dig into where that increase is going. But first, maybe it helps to look at their overall game plan, their vision.
Good idea. What's the headline?
Their official vision statement says, Big Lake is a vibrant, active, and safe community that focuses on excellence in service while promoting balanced growth through responsible leadership.
Okay, that sounds pretty comprehensive. And they have, what, six main strategies to back that up?
Exactly. Things like being fiscally responsible, which you'd hope for.
Right.
Also aiming to be a safe, welcoming community and engaged community-centric.
Makes sense.
And then there's vibrant, natural, and variety of amenities, focusing on balanced growth, you know, thriving economy. And the last one is responsible leadership. Sure. So these are kind of the pillars for their budget decisions.
And does that trickle down, like, to the city staff level?
It seems so. They actually have a 2025 staff mission mentioned, okay, focusing on things like well-being, kindness, clear communication, accountability, sort of setting the internal culture to match the external goals.
Interesting. Okay, so we've got the big financial picture, the guiding ideas. Now let's talk taxes. Where are those dollars actually coming from and going? The total tax levy for 2025 is proposed at nearly $5.9
million. $5,886,357, yeah. And that's up about 4.98% from 2024.
So what does that mean for, say, the average homeowner?
Well, the document estimates that for a median valued home, around $350,000, that increase works out to about $2.83 more per month.
Okay, $2.83 a month. And that overall levy, that $5.9 million, how is that split up?
Good question. The biggest chunk, 86%, is the general levy. That basically funds that general fund we talked about, plus transfers for some capital projects.
Right.
Then a small slice, 2%, goes to abatement levies. These are specific tax breaks to encourage businesses. In this case, it mentions Lupulin and Premier Marine.
Oh, okay. So targeted incentives.
Exactly. 10% is the debt levy paying off those loans for past projects. And the final 2% is specifically for the Big Lake Economic Development Authority, the EDA.
Now, you mentioned comparing Big Lake to other cities nearby. How does its tax rate stack up?
Well, based on the data provided, both for 2024 and the proposed 2025 rate, Big Lake seems to be below the average for Sherburne County cities.
Hmm. So even with the increase, they're still relatively low compared to neighbors. Does that mean they're more efficient? Or maybe spending less on some things?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It suggests they're competitive, tax-wise. Now, looking just at the general fund revenue, where does that money come from? Property taxes are the biggest piece, about 66%.
Two-thirds, okay. What about the rest?
The other third or so comes from a mix. You've got franchise fees, like from utility companies using city land, licenses and permits, some intergovernmental grants, maybe from the state,
yep,
charges for specific services the city provides, and interestingly, transfers from the city-run liquor store. Plus some other small bits like interest income.
Yes, the liquor store.
Yeah.
We definitely need to circle back to that one. But first, where does that general fund money go? What are they spending it on?
The biggest slice by far, 50%, goes to public safety.
Half the budget. Wow. So police, fire.
Police, fire, and also the building division. So yeah, ensuring the town is safe is clearly priority number one based on spending.
Makes sense. It aligns with that safe community strategy they mentioned. What's next?
After public safety, you've got general government at 18%. That's like administration, finance, city planning, IT, the running of the city itself.
Okay.
Then culture and recreation gets 14%. Parks, the community center, recreation programs. Public works is 15%. They handle roads, infrastructure maintenance, and the EDA gets the remaining 3% of general fund spending.
Okay, public safety is the giant piece.
Yeah.
Let's look at some specific highlights or changes for 2025. Mm-hmm. One thing that jumps out is a big increase in the personnel budget for the general fund, up 10.87%. That's pretty significant.
It really is. And a lot of that seems to be driven by adding new positions.
Like what?
They're budgeting for a 17th police officer, a new engineering technician, a streets and parks operator, and also a water and wastewater operator.
So adding staff across several key areas?
Yeah. Plus, they're reevaluating a street parks foreman role and doing a bit of restructuring at City Hall, replacing an accounting tech with a senior admin specialist to be like a main point of contact.
Okay, so new roles are a big part. Anything else pushing that personnel number up?
Yes, there's also a 3% market rate adjustment for existing staff pay, planned step increases based on time served, more money for the employee wellness program, and HSA contributions.
Health savings accounts.
Right. And also increases in costs for union insurance plans and on-call pay for some positions. So it's a mix of new positions and rising costs for existing staff.
Got it. And with public safety being such a large part of the budget, that new police officer position fits right in. I assume there's also money for police equipment.
Definitely. The budget mentions funding for things like uniforms, firearms, ammunition. And the fire department side includes money for computer replacements, keeping their tech up to date. It clearly reflects that safe community strategy.
Makes sense. Okay, let's shift gears to infrastructure. What's happening with roads and parks and utilities?
Quite a bit planned there, too. For street work, they've budgeted about $1.55 million. That includes something called the Highline Project and also a seal coat project to maintain existing roads.
And parks. You mentioned amenities earlier.
Yeah. There's over $500,000, $520,000 set aside for park development. That includes building a new archery range, which is interesting.
Oh, cool.
And also making upgrades to several existing parks, Lake Ridge, Lakeside, and Brome Park.
So investing not just in the basics, but also in quality of life stuff, what does that signal, do you think?
I think it shows a commitment to making the community, you know, vibrant and attractive, like their strategy says. It's not just about filling potholes. It's about creating places people want to use.
Right. What about utilities, water and sewer?
The water fund has about $543,000 budgeted for essentials, things like an on-site generator for a, well, probably for backup power.
Yeah, makes sense.
Water tower maintenance, replacing some vehicles in their fleet, yep. Standard but necessary upkeep.
And sewer. Anything major there?
Well, the budget message mentions they're in the early stages of a wastewater expansion project. The big price tag for that isn't fully in the 2025 budget, but it's definitely laid out in the longer-term capital improvement plan.
Ah, the CIP. That's the roadmap for big projects down the line, right?
Exactly. The CIP covers plans from 2025 all the way out to 2035. It lists projects across all departments, shows estimated costs, and where the money might come from.
Like, what kind of things are in there further out?
Well, one potential big one mentioned for later years is a possible new combined city hall, police station, and library building. And the plan suggests that would likely be funded by issuing bonds.
Wow. Okay. That's a major long-term project to keep an eye on.
Definitely. The CIP gives you that longer view. Now, should we talk about those enterprise funds? Utilities and the liquor store?
Yes, please. Especially the rates. What's happening there?
Okay, so here's a bit of a twist. Water rates for homes and businesses are actually set to decrease by 5% in 2025.
Increase. You don't see that often.
No, you don't. So that's good news for water bills. However, sewer rates are going up by 8%.
Okay. So one down, one up. Why the difference typically?
It usually reflects the specific costs and needs of each system. Maybe the water system is in good shape or running efficiently, allowing for a decrease. But the sewer rate increase probably signals those needed investments in the wastewater system we just talked about, like that expansion project starting up.
That makes sense. Balancing the needs of different systems.
Yeah.
The liquor store. You mentioned it transfers money to the general fund. How significant is that?
It's actually pretty remarkable. Historically, looking back from 2010 to the budgeted 2025 amount, the city-owned liquor store has transferred over $5.9 million to the general fund.
$5.9 million. Right. Wow. So that profit directly helps pay for other city services.
Exactly. It effectively subsidizes things that would otherwise need to be funded more heavily by property taxes. It's a significant revenue stream for Big Lake, and not all cities have or use municipal liquor stores this way.
That's fascinating. What's the profit look like for 2025 itself?
Before they make that transfer to the general fund, the liquor store is projected to have a net profit of just over $95,000.
So it's a consistent contributor. Okay, another revenue source mentioned is local government aid, LGA. What's the story there?
LGA is money that comes from the state government to cities. Big Lake is expecting to receive about $752,000 in LGA for 2025.
And how do they use that? Is it earmarked for anything?
The budget says a portion of it is allocated to help fund current and future projects. So it supplements local tax dollars, helping pay for various initiatives without putting the whole burden on property taxpayers. It's a pretty important piece of the puzzle for many cities.
Right. And what about the city's overall debt situation?
After making the planned payments in 2025, the city expects to have an outstanding debt balance of about $16.7 million.
Okay, and is that for specific things?
Yes. The budget breaks it down. It shows the debt associated with various past projects, wastewater work, street projects, things like that, and indicates the original funding source for each loan. It gives you a clear picture of their long-term obligations.
Good for transparency.
Yeah.
And just quickly, employee pay the budget outlines the pay scales.
It does. It shows the salary ranges for non-union staff and for the employees covered by the police union and public works union contracts, including those plan increases we talked about earlier. It shows what they're investing in their workforce.
Okay. One more area mentioned is the fire department, which is a joint effort.
Correct. It's a JPA, a joint powers agreement, between the city of Big Lake and Big Lake Township. They share the costs for fire protection, 50-50.
Makes sense for efficiency.
Yeah. And the budget documents include summaries for the JPA fire department, too, staffing levels, operations, revenues, and their own section of the capital improvement plan. That outlines future needs, like eventually replacing a ladder truck, and shows the city's share of those future costs.
Got it. Wow. Okay. We have really covered a lot of ground here, digging through these 2025 Big Lake budget summaries. Let's try to synthesize this. What are the main takeaways for you?
For me, I think the big things are, one, a clear priority on public safety, getting half the general fund. Two, significant investment happening in infrastructure, roads, utilities, and also in community amenities like parks.
Right. And three, the city relies on this interesting mix of funding property taxes, yes, but also state LGA. And importantly, those enterprise funds, especially that really substantial contribution from the liquor store over the years, it all pieces together.
Yeah, I agree. And for me, a couple of aha moments, like you said, that liquor store contribution is definitely one. It's just a unique factor you don't always think about.
Right.
And also that contrast between the water rates going down 5% while sewer rates go up 8%, it really highlights how specific needs drive those different utility costs.
Exactly. And hopefully this whole deep dive gives people listening a clearer shortcut, you know, to understanding what's quite a complex financial plan for the city next year.
Absolutely. So maybe a final thought for everyone listening to Mull Over. How do these priorities we've discussed, the spending on safety, infrastructure, amenities, the tax levels, how does that line up with your own vision for Big Lake's future?
That's a great question to ponder. We definitely encourage you, if you're interested, to check out the full budget documents. The city usually makes them available online. See what details stand out to you. What resonates? What questions do you still have?
Yeah, because understanding the finances is, it's really a key part of being an informed resident.
Couldn't agree more. It's your community, your money. Knowing where it goes is powerful.